Okay, fantastic morning to you. Welcome. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info Daily. Today is back, second half. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I'm here with Jimmy Disu today. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, so catch us there. You can watch the show. Tell us your thoughts also as the conversation progresses. Let's start right away with this one on the Vanguard. This story. NSAS panel report, I was attacked, cut like a thief, says witness. Adegboruwa's son, another witness, alleged threats to life. Lawyers, PDP, APC, CSOs react as Lagos State government keeps mum on attacks. Human rights violators will be dealt with on both sides, says presidency.
Thank you. Well, yeah. When I first heard this yesterday, I kept a very open mind, and I said that I hope it wasn't just an attack that has been turned political. But on now reading the story in full, it sent shivers down my spine as to what is going on in our country. Now, essentially what this is that one of the witnesses at the tribunal, her name is Kamsi, and narrated how hoodlums attacked her. She was attacked by hoodlums. And she says that, as she was speaking, she said she was very weak. You can see the gory picture there, from of the blood. Don't want to look at that. But she says that, this is me, Kamsi. Last night I was attacked by three guys who I thought were passers-by. I was standing at the bus stop waiting for a vehicle, only for one of them to point a torchlight at my face. Okay, before pouncing on me with dangerous objects. They said my crime was because I testified before the panel. So they actually told her. And they said if they kill me, there would be no way for me to continue agitating for justice. I told them that I don't know what they were talking about. They started hitting me. See all my body, back, leg, hand, badly injured. They caught me like a thief. I survived by the grace of God. I almost died at the bus stop. Story goes on to say that as after Kamsi posted the video, one of her friends, Dabira Adeyinka, who had assisted to rush her to an undisclosed hospital, posted another video alleging threats to her life by unknown persons who dropped a message. You are next. They dropped that message on her car.
You are next. Game on.
Game on. This is your next game on.
Man.
So we can almost, based on this, authenticate the. Well, there was an attack on the woman, definitely, if these pictures are anything to go by. And look, you can see the wounds here. And with what she has said. So they asked her when they wrote your next game on, and then he said it was an image of me. There was a photograph of me at the Lagos panel when I went to give my testimony. Right now, we are trying to stay safe. I've only spoken with my lawyer. Asked if she had reported the matter to the police, she said, "Which policeman will smile at me? I don't trust them." Meanwhile, all we're asking for is the government to care for the people, and so on and so forth. Now, just as this was taking place yesterday, Ebun Adegboruwa stated that he has been threatened, and is now saying that Nigerians should hold the government responsible if anything happens to him. He says, since the submission of the reports on NSAS, there have been lots of threats and attacks by those suspected to be agents of the government upon me, especially in the media. And it goes on and on. The sad part of this report is this paragraph that says that Lagos State government keeps mum. Meanwhile, the Lagos State government has declined comments on the attack on Kamsi and threats to life on Adegboruwa and Dabiri. When contacted, the Commissioner for Information, Gwenga Omotosho, declined comments. I think that was unfortunate. And I'm hoping that by this morning, the government would have changed its mind, to make a comment, make sure that this victim is well treated, free of charge, and also to provide adequate security for her. And this is in the first run. Okay, if he's going to need evacuation, so be it. We do not want to lose another life under these kind of circumstances. Then it also says that Owonikoko, who is the Lagos State government lawyer whose video has gone viral, what he said in Arise. Owonikoko is a lawyer and he's an SAN. The question I'm asking him, Mr. Owonikoko, that he has to answer is, how can you comment on a leaked report? If the government has not, all you needed to say is that the government has not released the report. I mean, it's a lawyer, a law school student knows that. You don't need to go into all these rants and this and that. And then you wait until the government gives his reaction on the white paper. Owonikoko, by the interview granted Arise, has compounded the whole thing. Whereas he could easily tidy it up. He could have tidied it up by saying that the report has not been officially released. I cannot comment on it. That's all he had to say.
Whatever
the reaction would then be, it would be at the white paper level. But to have preempted the government and run to the media, I'm sorry to say, it's completely unexpected of a senior advocate of Nigeria. And in the interview, he got overexcited and got over whatever it is, and gave a poor picture. You know, put up a poor defense of government on a paper that had not been originally released. Come on, guys. The government appears to be panicking. And if we don't sit back to have a well-made-out plan, they might just be in for it. We'll leave it at that for now. We'll wait until the white paper comes.
Yeah.
Then people would then know, you know, what you are reacting upon and what next to do.
The paper should be out by next week. If the government's plan is anything to go by, the time allotted is 2 weeks. So this week and then next week, we should have that report.
Mm.
Well, I see another story here in the Vanguard newspaper today. 21-story building collapse. Why we are not open to the public? This is coming from the probe panel chair.
Yes.
It's an explanation to the questions I've asked.
No, these are excuses, because this particular incident, first of all, it demands a judicial panel anyway in the first instance. And it also demands transparency. The lack of transparency is what has led to this. And therefore, I plead with the pro panel, if you have nothing to hide, make it open to the public. Whether it's technical or not, it demands transparency.
Let's take a cue from someone mentioned this morning and got me thinking.
Yeah.
The NSAS panel and the people who say they're not being threatened. If we have the same thing happen here, we have people come to testify about what they know about this building collapse, don't we also risk putting them in the public?
No, what you do is you have the discretion to clear the premises. If, for example, you have a witness who says, I fear for my life, and this same thing might happen to me, you can, on that basis, you can clear the premises. But to make it a closed shop, don't forget. Somebody also picked a hole in the fact that this panel is headed by a town planner and not a structural engineer or an architect. But let's leave that for now. It demands transparency. And honest to God, if we know we want to put people's minds at rest and we want a clear-cut solution and whatever to this problem, it's better for us to make it, what do you lose? I repeat, if you have a witness who wants to do so, it is the witness's right to say, I'm sorry, I cannot testify in public. Then that is a one-off. Okay? But you do your part first.
Yeah.
By making it open. Can I go to the next story?
Yes, please.
Last week was a terrible week. With the weekend was terrible for some of us. I lost three. This is the third person I'm losing. When I say I, that means close to me. But the state lost three persons of significance. The first, Babasue, he died yesterday at 63. All of you know Babasue. May his soul rest in peace. It says here that NFC, Wale Adenuga, and Tunde Kalani, others mourn. And over the weekend, the owner of the popular Afis restaurant that used to be in Surulere, VI, and Ikeja, you know, also Mrs. Okpo, you know, also passed away. And the most shocking one that hit me below the belt was the passing away of Kehinde Bangbeto's wife yesterday. Kehinde was one time commissioner for information, and his wife Fatima passed away yesterday after, you know, so she'd been battling some illness, and it was a real big blow. Everybody knows my association with Kehinde. We lived together once, even with Fatima. We all lived together, you know, virtually as one family. So it was a real personal blow. May all the souls of all the departed rest in perfect peace.
Big amen to that. Let's move on to this story from the Vanguard newspaper. Restructuring cannot solve Nigeria's problem. The Yoruba Council of Elders are saying this here. What's their reason? What do they mean? They're saying we should get rather a new constitution.
Neither restructuring or a new constitution will solve Nigeria's problems in all. The fundamental thing that would solve Nigeria's problem is a change of thinking, a change of behavior. You know, if we don't have those two elements there, whether you have restructuring or you have rearrangement, whether you have a constitution, have a parliament or what, if we still have the same thinking, if we still have this, if we still have the same behavior, if we still don't look at those who are our own immediate leaders, rather than allow them point at some other person, if we continue to do that, we are not going to go anywhere. We are going to be going deeper and deeper. This is not it's not my portion case. It is reality. So yes, you can restructure for the next 100 years. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why you have a parliament. You can keep what is restructuring. You know, we like giving things big names. At the end of the day, day in, day out, that's why you have parliament. You tweak it here, you tweak it there. But we cannot do all these things. For example, my own people, we need to be very clear about the kind of leadership that we have. At traditional rulers level and at political level, we've now been found wanting. In those two areas, we've been found, the Yorubas have been found wanting. I think the same also applies to the East. In the North, it's even been worse, because what you have had in the North is that for a long time, their leaders have promised the treasury and bound the rest of them to the Philistines. And that's why you have so much restlessness in the North. But until we have that attitude, and that attitude is going to start from us. It's going to start from us always asking questions. It's going to start from us always putting our leaders to test, our immediate leaders. Start with your local government. It's going to start with us where you don't just leave politics to those people. You leave politics to those people will come back and haunt you. See where we are now. For those of us who are like my age and above, we have a fair idea of what has happened. The social revolution has taken place. That's what it is. You cannot compare the politicians you have, some of the politicians you have today, with the politicians you had in the 60s and the 50s. I wonder if these politicians we have today were the ones that were in various positions under British rule, will still be a colony till today, because they will sell us out. They would sell us out. So I agree with the YCE, you know, to say that don't be bogged down by this, by either restructuring or we want to go and be our own nation. That is even the worst of the two. If any of the major groups decides to go on his own, I don't want to imagine what will happen. Meanwhile, all those who say these things, you don't have a map, you don't have a proposal, you don't have anything to show. It all is that we want to leave Nigeria. But that's a debate for another day. But I agree with the Council of Elders that we need to change our attitude. All of us need to get involved, and we need to clear our minds. Our minds, like, what's his name? Captain Blade said, our minds need to be reprogrammed. As it is now, if you're a Muslim and a Christian comes in the car with you, you tend to get jumpy. If you're brought to a new office and they tell you, this is the gentleman who's going to share the office with you, once he's not from the same place with you, you start getting jumpy. Like Blade said, these are all programmed minds.
So how do we reprogram? I mean, this program is ingrained.
We have a lot of work to do.
Who's going to do it?
That's what part of what we're doing now.
Yes, agreed.
If every other person contributed the way we are doing, collectively, we can change things around. And also, if those of us who are so keen on things like this, we must fight to make sure that those who are in the saddle, 2023 and beyond, are those deserving of such positions. There's a video that went viral yesterday, for example, about beans. And what the guy said made sense. I understand beans has been very, very scarce. All of a sudden, you have videos of a prominent politician packaging beans to give to members of the public. Mm. And the guy makes a point in the video. You make this thing scarce to come and dangle it at us to vote for you. These are the narratives we have to change. These are the narratives we have to change. If you find a prominent politician telling you, this man is the best for Nigeria, nah, lie. Is the best for him. What is best for you as a person? So that's where I stand on these things.
Okay, let's see what your thoughts are on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can share your thoughts with us there. We're streaming live right now. We have another story here. Adegoke's murder. We're trailing on the run Hilton Hotels MD. This story, sincerely, it gets at me. I mean, this is someone who just went to write exams in Ileife and lodges in a hotel, disappears. There's just a lot of cover-up. The family also alleged that there's possible cover-up in this case, that they're not being told everything going on.
Well, in cases in Nigeria, there'll always be a lot of cover-up because there's usually compromise. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. But what you find here, though, is chilling. It chills the mind. The Osun State Commissioner of Police, Olawale Lokoti, yesterday disclosed that the MD of Hilton and Resort, Rahim Adedoyin, has been on the run. Now, Rahim Adedoyin is the son of Chief Adedoyin, you know, the man, the owner of the hotel, who also has been arrested. And he was on a radio show that he claimed that the son of the hotel's owner, along with two other workers, took the body out of his room 305 and secretly buried him along a bush path a few kilometers from the hotel. Now, I'm asking myself, I mean, I'm just trying to be a detective here, to be my own Hercule Poirot, you know, that I want to be careful now, I'm just thinking, why would anybody kill somebody in his own premises and bury that person not too far from there?
Yeah, well, because they possibly think that you think they would have gone far.
Why wouldn't they have put that person in the car and thrown him in the bush along kilometer, whatever it is on the road? There are some things there are some questions that they, and I'm sure the police are probably on top of this particular case. Listen to the CP. He says, one of the receptionists who went to the room and after several knocks without response, went downstairs to pick an extra key and open the room. She discovered the lifeless body, ran to the manager on duty and returned with her and found the dead body. They believe they must report to the management, so they reported to the MD. He rushed to the scene, asked all the workers to carry the body with him to the car and drove off. They believe they were going to either the police station or hospital, but drove them to bush path and his personal properties in the bush path. But when the case was first taken over by police, the team was tracing a missing person, then traced the body to where it was buried. This is supposed to be a confessional statement. Well, it's an unfolding drama. I think we just need to be patient and let the police unravel this.
It will not be quick. I mean,
no, it won't be quick.
This cannot be a quick, you know.
No, it won't be quick. And the owner of the hotel has taken to the social media to try and polish his image, you know, trying to say he is this, he is that, and so on and so forth. What that has done is to reveal another set of can of worms. Mm-hmm. Somebody accused him of having a fake university degree, a fake this and a fake that, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
But you see, what is important is, when you do things, you need to be clear in your mind what your objective is.
Yeah.
If his objective is to get out of that case, he should concentrate on the case.
And leave every other thing
till the appropriate time. By doing what he has done, he has now made it even more open and you know, and what he has also done is put more attention
on himself.
You know, for all you know, I like to be, you know, open-minded. He might not be guilty in any manner. For all you know, well, let's wait and see. I think his lawyers should tell him to keep quiet, because the more he talks, the more he might be digging a bigger hole for himself. The family of the deceased say that he's being treated like he's being treated like a king and so on and so forth in detention. I would say that they should just concentrate on the case. We've seen things like this happen. Mm. The same police who treat you like a king, when the time is appropriate, they know what to do. If you don't believe me, go back in history and see what happened to a whole inspector general. Yeah. How they dragged him on the floor in public. So if they're treating him like a king, go, well, she said, I'm money, they work. you don't worry about that. But you should concentrate and make sure that as the police are looking for facts, you are also looking for facts and you have a sound lawyer.
Hmm.
If you can afford it, get yourself a retired detective to follow suit.
Hmm.
Forget about whether they put him in the DPO's office and his wife visits
him. And they're feeding him there.
And they are feeding him there with 3-course meal.
Hmm.
Police, that's the same police, I tell you, the same police are doing this. When the time is right,
right,
they will handcuff him and throw him in the...
I mean, the instance that's it. The example you gave is...
Yes,
the
man they used to salute, stand and attention with their chest up in the air. They dragged him on the floor.
Some people don't know who that is.
Let them... I'm not giving anybody any money again, no.
Really, you guys don't know who that is?
No, of course, everybody knows who that is.
Okay.
There's no money to be won this time. All right.
This is 23rd. The Apple will soon fill up again. This story also is a very sad one. Air Force woman dies after snake bite in NAF base toilet. So the story, summarily, is that I hear, according to report, that the places, usually they have a lot of snakes around. Mm. They had fumigated the area, but she was not around, so her house wasn't fumigated.
Mm.
She was bitten by a snake in the toilet, I believe either on the bum or on the thigh. Then she had to drive her children to a neighbor's house before going to the hospital.
Mm. Well, the important part for our listeners is to be careful. It was a snake in this case. It could be any other thing. There are some deadly spiders.
Spiders.
There are some deadly cockroaches. There are all kinds of things. You need to be careful before you sit on any toilet. Even if it's a high-rise building, you don't know what is inside that bowl. Okay? It happens to all of us. In fact, what I do usually is, before I use any toilet, I first of all
flush
a tire run of the flush, you know, to make sure that everywhere is clear. It could be a tiny bug.
Yeah.
You know, and don't forget that when you sit on the toilet bowl, all your under is exposed.
Yeah.
You don't want that kind of thing to happen.
And I think everyone has a toilet scare. Maybe, I was asking at the newsroom, was it a movie we watched? But almost everybody, I think, has a toilet scare of something jumping at you. And this again,
I have a toilet scare. You don't know. Because you see, in some instances, the whatever it is could even jolly well have been put there for that purpose. Hmm. It could look like a cockroach. It could look like a spider. It could be anything. Before you use that toilet, take a very good look and make sure that nothing is springing up at you. That's a lesson. A lesson to be learned. And may her soul rest in peace. Of course, I saw the video. That snake was big. What it meant from the video that I saw.
Was it in the toilet bowl?
Yes. If you go to YouTube, there's one guy who his job is to have tattoo all over his body to retrieve snakes. It happens a lot in some parts of America. You know, sometimes you open up your toilet and you find. You look and it's dark and you say, what is this? Heaven help you if you use a stick to prod it.
Hmm.
It could be a snake called in there. So my advice, really, the reason for bringing that story, you know, is be very careful before you sit.
Be extra careful.
Be extra careful.
All right. This is health related. It's in HealthWise, the page in Punch today. Your urine can say a lot about your state of wellness. Well, no lies.
Yes, when I saw this, I said, wow. I need to let my people know about this. You know, usually most people who urinate look at the urine out of instinct. And we are now being told that your urine can, you know, say a lot. It says a normal urine is straw colored. I don't know what straw color is. What is straw color?
Pale. It's just pale.
Pale. Mm. So any other coloration of the urine passes a verdict of what we have eaten or drunk. It can also indicate the presence of a disease in our body. The kidney filters out what the body cannot use and so on and so forth. It is good to note that it is not always true that an abnormally colored urine indicates the presence of a disease. For example, a whitish appearance of the urine merely means we are drinking too much water. My urine is usually yellow because I don't know what it is with water that we are not friends with.
I've been looking at that bottle since. You have not touched
which
it.
Which bottle?
That one over there.
People will think that I wee-weed in the studio and it's a bottle of urine. This is water now.
No, how could they think that?
Well, I'm talking about urine that you say you've been looking at this.
No, I said that you have not been...
My people are going to look at me. I'm going to my party. Go lost.
Oh, goodness. What?
Because there was somebody, there's an elderly man that told me one time, say, always have a bottle in your car in case it didn't hook you, you can, and you're in traffic on the cold bridge.
What would women then do?
I don't know. I can only talk for myself. I cannot even tell women to take a straw and a bottle. You know, but I remember many years back, I went for lunch somewhere in one of the big hotels, and on my way going back home, the traffic was very bad on the cold bridge.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
I had to close my eyes. In fact, the relief, you know, there's some urine that when it's coming out of your body, you close your eyes. So yeah. I didn't even say that.
Because it's not actually good to hold urine for long. And if you're not well hydrated, your urine will not tell you so much.
For the record, this is a bottle of
it's
water.
As clear as... Yes, We need to go. Our time is up.
Okay.
But that's it. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated. Indeed, your urine will tell you a lot about what's going on in your body if you pay attention to it. That's the show. Jimmy, this is back at 9 on Daily Digest. Let's continue our conversation on markets. We started that yesterday. I have brought to you today the vice chairman of the Lagos mainland local government. He's joining us to tell us who really runs the markets in Lagos State. Let's talk after the break. Don't go away.
Make you 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.